Do you think this will be extremely damaging to us in the country, the effect of the articles and the comments and so forth? How do we reconcile? We would say this is hypocrisy, all of her entreaties to me and her coming to see me and her thanks to me and her notes to me as I remember them.
I don't believe it, Mr. President. I don't think it's hypocrisy. I think you've got these streams of motivation and working side by side. I think so far as she's concerned, she's just a distance journey and peace and in the public system and stuff.
That's right, but what I don't understand is how she could have been telling Manchester this and telling Teddy White something else and telling me all the time that I was a hero.
Well, if you read this very carefully, it does quite emerge that way. I think that is there's some understandable bitterness and whatnot on her part about the whole thing. But the her account standing alone, I don't think would carry the impact. What happens here is it takes her and O'Donnell and McHugh particularly, if you put all of those together, it's an aggregate effect. Stuff that is directly pointed and really dirty in itself is O'Donnell and McHugh. Agree with that? And some cabinet members diary bill reminded me of that too. And when I read this thing, I had to get an issue between the politicians. Did you know? Yes, sir.
Sir?
Did you notice that, sir?
No. The diary is kept according to Freeman by Freeman, and Udall also keeps one. You and Bill ought to look at it from that angle. Reread those frictions. What does the evidence show about how long she waited? I was under the impression we waited on her.
No, we just rechecked that today. And there was just under half an hour between the time that she arrived and the time that the plane took off. You arrived first, then she arrived, then the body arrived.
How long did the body arrive after she arrived?
Just a few minutes. The body came just a couple of minutes after she came, about 4 or 5 minutes. Then Judge Hughes came about 10 or 15 minutes later. And the takeoff was about 50 minutes after the boy. I had the impression that the other way, I guess, because of what you told me. But this morning we checked the logs, and that was the sequence. So she did have to wait a while for Judge Hughes to come and for the plane to take off.
Does that going to react on us or on them that the president shouldn't be on the plane where the black bag is and where the communications is, and he should have gone on and taken off without taking the oath?
Well, I think the thrust of the book is a very definite attempt, and the whole thing is to say that you were insistent on taking the oath before the plane took off. It was a terrible thing for this poor woman who was standing there with her blood clothes. That's what they're trying to get across. And just on the reader, it will have it will make an impression that I think is adverse to us, because Mr. Kennedy is portrayed in the book as such a sympathetic character. As a matter of fact, the book really is disgusting about Mr. Kennedy. There has been no criticism to make of either of them, but the book paints it as sort of a old-fashioned storybook marriage, you know, love, and kind of thing that happens in the 19th century, romantic love story. And falls all over them and licks their boots. The same thing about Bobby. One point, for example, refers to the leftist lawyers, including Bobby Kennedy. God save
you. Well, God, thank you. Pointing out the necessity of that, or what?
Yeah, the whole thing, it seems to me, hinges on the taking of the oath. And I was telling Jack and Bill this morning that if I had been there and you'd asked me, I would have said that you should not leave the hotel room without taking the oath.
I wasn't in a hotel.
I mean the hospital room without taking the oath. And the reason for it is, in the first place, I think you become president immediately, vice president becomes president immediately, and the president dies. But the symbolism of this, of the oath taking, is so tremendous that it was essential that you take the oath immediately. That's always been the case.
Well, that's what everybody has said to me. I've forgotten who it was. Somebody's told me a day or two ago. Just said that that has to be done. Eisenhower told me, and I told him that this was a big problem. He asked me about it, and he just jumped up out of his chair and waved his arms and said that you become president the moment the president is dead, then you must take the oath as soon as you can. The reason I went to the airport, didn't take it in the hospital, was I wanted to be able to talk to the Attorney General and get the oath, and the second thing was McNamara had always told me that wherever the bag was, that you ought to get in the air. Because if you got a warning, that he would never. The fact you have the bag there on the ground out at the ranch is no problem, or wherever you are, if anything happened. He had said in some discussion we'd had, Bay of Pigs or somewhere, that in his judgment, the thing that anybody ought to do, President Kennedy, Mayor, he said that the thing they ought to do is get as high in the air as you can, because you're as least vulnerable there. Flying, they can't, a missile doesn't get you, a plane doesn't get you. You have time to think, and you have adequate communications to talk. And so that was why I think we went to the plane, and why, after I talked to Irvin Goldberg, he said, I ought to get Sarah Hughes. And he got her out there, that we took that oath and then got her.
Well,
left the hospital.
Well, I think to fair-minded people, it's clear that you should have taken the oath. It's built up.
Blue Stars? Well, look into that angle of it. Because I'm convinced he's on that other side every day. But maybe he'll be there.
Perfect.
Okay.